请我们低头再有点祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，今天的早上我们奉你的名来到你跟前。
Dear Lord, we come to you in your name this morning.
求你这一位被杀的羔羊，也是坐在宝座上的羔羊，向我们说话。
May you, the Lamb slain and the Lamb on the throne, speak to us this morning.
开我们的眼睛，看见我们荣耀的君王。
Open our eyes so we can see the glorious King.
行走在我们的中间。
See the King walking among us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，今天早上我们想看主耶稣有一个称呼叫做羔羊。
We'll talk about one of the names of our Lord, that is the Lamb.
这个羔羊是在约翰，就是使徒约翰的心中占着一个很重要的分量。
It is very important in the heart of Apostle John.
当约翰最早跟随施洗约翰的时候，
When originally Apostle John followed Baptist John,
他就听见施洗约翰为耶稣基督做见证。
He heard the testimony of Baptist John.
他说：“看啊，神的羔羊。”
And Baptist John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
到了第二天，施洗约翰再呼喊说：“看啊，神的羔羊。”
The second day, again, behold the Lamb of God.
约翰就跟从了主耶稣。
And then John followed Jesus.
以后，约翰就是使徒约翰，就成为主耶稣的门徒，也是他的使徒。
And later John became the disciple of Jesus.
他就来侍奉主耶稣，一直到他最后的晚年。
And he served Jesus till his end.
而当他在晚年的时候，他就写了启示录这一卷书。
In his later years, he wrote the book Revelation.
而在这一本启示录里面，主耶稣有一个称呼叫做羔羊。
In the book of Revelation, he called Jesus the Lamb.
他有30处的圣经笼罩在整个启示录的里面。
There's more than 30scriptures recorded there.
从他说最开始一直到晚年，羔羊这两个字在大家心里面影响了他的一生。
From the very beginning to the end, the word lamb is in his heart.
他从最开始的神的羔羊。
From the very beginning, it is the Lamb of God.
也是个被杀的羔羊。
The Lamb slain.
经过60多年的岁月，
through more than 60 years,
他来侍奉耶稣基督，
John served Jesus.
他来跟随他，
he followed Jesus.
他知道耶稣基督有许许多多的称呼，
he knows Jesus have a lot of name titles.
但是在启示录里面，羔羊这两个字抓住了他的心。
But in the book of Revelation,The word lamb is dominant.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你来读启示录的时候，
When you read the book of Revelation,
这位的羔羊一面他是个被杀的羔羊。
On one hand, this lamb is a lamb slain.
一面他又是住在宝座上的羔羊。
On the other hand, he is a lamb on the throne.
一面这位的羔羊又是个征战的羔羊。
On one side, he is the fighting lamb.
这个羔羊也配得四活物24位长老，还有从各族各方各民怎么样被召聚救赎回来的人的敬拜。
He is worthy of the worship of the living creatures and elders and all people.
所以弟兄姊妹，羔羊，他说羔羊是一个得胜的羔羊。
So this lamb is the lamb who triumphed.
所以今天早上我就想来看看羔羊，从讲三个点。
So this morning I want to talk about three points about the lamb.
第一个点叫做被杀的羔羊。
First, the lamb's lamb.
乃是受到盗 神肉身的耶稣。
It talks about the Word become flesh.
他被挂在十字架上。
Hang on the cross.
他成了逾越节的羔羊。
Who becomes the Passover lamb.
他这位被杀的羔羊完成了神的计划。
Who fulfilled the redemption plan.
成就了救恩。
And fulfilled the redemption.
只要愿意相信他的人就可以得救。
Whoever believes him will be saved.
就可以得着这个救恩。
And will have this salvation.
第二我们要来看的就是这位揭开七印的那个羔羊。
The second is the lamb who opened the seals.
这里乃是说到耶稣基督在十字架上死掉，完成了神的旨意。
It talked about after Jesus died on the cross and fulfilled the will of God.
他就从死里面复活，就升上高天。
He rose from death and ascended to high heaven.
他就得了尊贵、荣耀、伟冠冕。
And he was crowned with honor and glory.
神就用右手将他高举。
And God lifted.Of him high,
把所应许的圣灵赐给他
，and give him the promise of Holy Spirit.
他也坐在宝座上
，and he sit on the throne.
他的手中拿着大卫的钥匙
，and he holds the key of David.
这王权在他的手里
，it is the authority of the king.
他拿着。死亡和阴间的钥匙。
He holds the keys of Hades and death.
所有黑暗的权势都在他控制的底下。
All the dark forces are under his feet.
他也右手握住七星。
And he holds the seven stars.
是说神家中都在他的治理的底下。
That is, all the house of God is under his control.
当这一位羔羊来到坐宝座的跟前。
When this lamb comes to the one who sits on the throne.
启示录第三告诉我们，这位坐宝座的手中有一个书卷。
And there's a scroll in the one who sits on the scroll.
用七印把它封住了。
Sealed with the seven seals.
但是谁有资格，谁配得拿这个书卷，而且把印打开。
Who can and who is worthy to open the seals and open the scrolls?
这位神的老仆人约翰
The elder servant of God, John
他看见了
He saw it
他说整个的宇宙中间没有一个配的
He said, no one in this universe are worthy
他在那大哭
And he wept
哭什么
Why he wept?
哭这一个书卷没有人能够知道
Because no one can know what's in the scroll.
不知道神的这个书卷里面说什么。
No one knows what's in it.
这个隐藏的，没有人能知道他哭。
What is hidden in it?
他巴望神的事情能能够明白。
He wants to know the things of God.
正在他大哭伤痛的时候。
When he wept,
有人来告诉他，叫他不要哭。
He was told, do not cry.
他说，你看。犹大支派的狮子他已经得胜了
Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, he has triumphed.
他配得拿书卷他配得揭开书印
He's worthy to open the seal and open the scroll.
但是当约翰来看看这个犹大支派的狮子
When John saw this lion of the tribe of Judah,
他说他看见的不是个狮子
But he didn't see the lion.
他看见的是一个羔羊。
He saw the lamb.
他说这个羔羊是被杀过的羔羊。
And he recorded that this lamb is a lamb has been slain.
弟兄姊妹，当主耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候
，When Lord Jesus was hanged on the cross，
他曾经在十字架底下在看。
And this John looked at Jesus under the cross，
被杀的羔羊。
Look at this lamb slain.
现在经过大哭之后
，and after this wept,
他再来看看这位狮子。
He looked at this lion.
一面是说出是狮子，另外一面又说出是羔羊。
On one side, He is the lion, and on the other side, He is the lamb.
而这个羔羊是被杀过的。
And this lamb has been slain.
他认得。
And John can recognize it.
这是他一生所侍奉的主。
This is the Lord he served all his life.
他说这位的羔羊有资格。
He said this lamb is worthy.
他可以把这个书卷拿过来。
Worthy to take the scroll.
他可以把它解开。
And to open it.
所以才有这一本启示录。
So that we have this book of Revelation.
所以我们读启示录的时候，是因为羔羊已经得胜。
We can read the book of Revelation because the Lamb, our Lamb, has triumphed.
而且他已经把这个印怎么样把它打开了。
And he has broken the seal.
我们可不来看一下，他给弟兄姊妹的这一张的图。
Let us look at one of the forms here.The picture.
当羔羊把这个印揭开的时候
，When the lamb opened the seventh seal,
他用第一印、第二印、第三印、第四印、第五印、第六印。
There are altogether seven seals.
弟兄姊妹，在第六印的时候，特别提到说羔羊的愤怒。
It was specially mentioned in the sixth seal, the wrath of the lamb.
我们都知道羔羊在我们的印象中是绝对顺服的。
We know that in our impression that lamb is very obedient.
但是有一天羔羊的愤怒，羔羊要发怒。
But one day we see the wrath of the lamb.
而诗篇第二篇告诉我们说
We can see that in Psalm 2.
当这一位的子完成了父的计划，升上高天。
After the Son has fulfilled the will of God and ascend to the heaven,
他要用铁杖来管理万有。
He will rule everything with the iron rod.
但是有一天，这个子要发怒。
But one day, this Son will be angry.
当他发怒的时候，恩典的门都整个都关闭。
When his wrath comes out, the door of grace will be shut up.
所以诗篇的作者告诉我们说，要趁着子还没有发怒的时候。
So the author of the psalm told us that before the son will have his angry,
用嘴亲他
，kiss him，
来靠近他
，getting close to him，
来相信他
，believe him。
而这一个羔羊的愤怒，乃是受到子的愤怒。
And this wrath of the lamb is the wrath of the son.
也是说到主耶稣第二次降临的时候，他来地上施行审判的时候。
And it talks about the judgment of Jesus Christ in his second coming.
等到他把第七印打开来的时候
，When the seventh seal was opened,
就是七支号。
There are seven trumpets.
就一号、二号、三号、四号、五号、六号。
There are seven trumpets.
等到吹第六号的时候呢，又变成七个碗。
And in the sixth trumpet, there is a seven bowl.
所以七号就包含了七个碗。
So the seven bowls are included.
有第一碗、第二碗、第三碗、第四碗、第
五碗、第六。From the first one to the seventh one.
第七。所以这一个羔羊把书卷打开以后。
So after this lamb opens the seal,
就是有七个印，一个印，一个印把它解开。
And he opened the seven seals one after the other.
到了第七个印的时候，就包含了七个号。
In the seventh seal, there are seven trumpets.
到了第七个号的时候，包含了七个碗。
In the seventh trumpet, there are seven bowls.
所以七印就包含了六个碗和七六个号和七个碗。
So in the seventh seal, there's a six trumpets and seven bowls.
所以我们要特别注意一下说在第五号的时候。
Let us pay attention to the fifth trumpet.
对不起，在第六号的时候。
Excuse me, the sixth trumpets.
我想我们弟兄姊妹，我们来看一下吧，第六号。
Let us look at the sixth trumpet.
在第九章。
In Revelation chapter 9.
十三节。
Verse 13.
我们从十三节读到十六节。
We'll read from verse 13 to verse 16.
我们同声来念。必有好为天使吹号，我就听见有声音从神面前金坛的四角出来，吩咐那吹号的第六位天使说，把那捆绑在伯拉大河的四个使者释放了。那四个使者就被释放，他们原是预备好了到某年某月某日某时要杀人的三分之一，麻军有两万万，他们的数目我听见了。两万万就是两亿的麻军啊。我们再来看第六碗。
We look at the sixth bowl also.
在十六章十六节啊，十二节。
Chapter 16, verse 12.
到十六，十二到十六节。
Verse 12 to verse 16.
我们还是同声来念。
Let's read together.
第六位天使把碗倒在伯拉大河上，河水就干了，要给那从日出之地出来了众王预备道路。我又看见三个污秽的灵，好像青蛙从龙口、兽口并假先知的口中出来，他们本是鬼魔的灵，施行奇事，出去到普天下众王那里，叫他们在神全能者的大陆聚集征战。看啊，不来像贼一样，那警醒看守衣服，免得赤身而行，叫人见他羞耻的有福了。那三个鬼魔便叫众王聚集在一处，希伯来话叫哈米吉多顿。从这里我们会看见说，有一个地方叫伯拉大河。
Here we saw a place that is called the River of Euphrates.
我们来看一下这个图，这是圣经上的图。
Let's look at this picture.
这条河叫伯拉大河。
This river is called the River of Euphrates.
那这条河呢，从这边一直流啊。
It flow like this way.
流到什么？流到这个地方，这就是波斯湾。
All the way to the Persian Gulf.
另外还有一条河。
There's another river.
叫西迪里河，这条河。
The River of Hidi.
它最后也汇到这边，跟伯拉大河汇合以后，就一直流到波斯湾。
It flows all the way to the Persian Gulf also.
这个伯拉大河它又有叫个名字叫做幼发拉底河。
It is also called the River of Euphrates.
那西里杰河呢，它又叫做迪格尼斯河。
The other river is also called the River of Tigris.
我想幼发拉底河和迪格尼斯河这两条河最近我们应该很有印象。
These two rivers are very famous these days.
那这一块的地方是圣经里面的亚述的版图。
In scripture, these places are used to belong to the country of Asia.
另外下面的地方是巴比伦。
And this area is Babylon.
那这两块的地方就是今天伊拉克的地方。
These two areas now belongs to Iraq.
那这边的马代波斯就是今天的伊朗。
Here, the place used to call Perse is now belongs to Iran.
那在这边波斯湾，这边有一个军队会过来。
And there will be some army from the Persian Gulf coming up.
在这边过来，这个范围呢是东边的地方。
And these are the eastern areas.
再过来就是印度。
And this will be India.
再过去的话就是中国。
And that way will be China.
就是东南亚这边了。
And Southeast Asia.
弟兄姊妹，当我们来读圣经的时候，因为他用伯拉大河。
When we read the scriptures, it's a used word, River of Euphrates.
我们就不太容易想到今天的局势。
It's hard for us to think about the situation today.
但是当我们知道他今天的地理的位置。
If we know the geographic information of it.
还有今天的名称。
And we know its current names.
那我们就想说，今天的局势跟圣经慢慢的都要吻合在一起。
we'll understand the situation today will fit what the scripture says.
我们知道在这边有一个城叫做巴比伦城。
There's a city here called the city of Babylon.
在它的上方这个地方就是今天的巴格达。
Above it, now is the city of Baghdad.
所以圣经里面让我们看见今天的伊拉克实在说是指着圣经里面的亚述帝国和巴比伦帝国的版图。
So scripture tells us that these areas are used to become the kingdom of Asia and Babylon.
在这里要有战事发生。
And there will be great war among this place.
到了第六晚的时候
，In the sixth bowl，
他们从东方入出之地，就是指着东方。
And there will be armies from east，
在东方里面会有军队出来。
Armies will come from this direction。
那慢慢了以后会到这边有一个叫做哈米吉多顿。
And we'll come to this place called Hamigadon。
这边要有一个战争。
There will be a war here。
这是圣经里面让我们看见到的，这是一个最大的一个战争。
This is what the scripture tells us, the biggest war on the earth。
我们稍微了解这些情形以后
So this is the background information I want to share here.
我要说的就是说这一位的羔羊他握着书卷
I want to say that this lamb he holds the scroll.
他可以把印把它解开
He can break the seals.
弟兄姊妹说什么
What this talks about?
乃是说在神那一个行动的计划里面
It says in the action of God executing His plan.
是掌握在这个羔羊的手里面。
This plan, execution of the plan is in the hands.
这位的羔羊有一天他要回来。
And this lamb will come back one day.
虽然地上所有人在反抗他。
Even a lot of people against him on the earth.
虽然有许多的国家，甚至于那个鬼魔都出来对抗他。
And not only a lot of people, but a lot of countries.
但是羔羊要从天而降
But the lamb will descend from heaven
要以所有反对他的人来征战
And fight with all who are against him
所以实际上说羔羊是个征战的羔羊
So the lamb is a lamb who is fighting
而且是一个战胜的羔羊
And he will triumph
弟兄姊妹们这一位的羔羊
This lamb
当他回来的时候
When he come back,
也就是他发怒的时候
It is the day of his wrath.
他要在这里用他的愤怒来所有摧毁那些不信他的
And his wrath will destroy all who do not believe.
那是救恩的门就关起来
And that day, the door of salvation will be closed.
弟兄们，这实在是一件严肃的事
This is a very serious thing.
今天在中东，在波斯湾这边伯拉大河发生的事。
Today a lot of things happen in Mid East and Persian Gulf.
从过去的历史我们知道。
From past history we know.
曾经伊朗和伊拉克发生了八年的战争。
There are 7 years of war between Iraq and Iran.
在1980年那个时代。
In about 1980.
但是到了1990年或91年那个时代，又有一个波斯湾的战争。
In the year of 1990, there's another war of Persian Gulf.
那今年又有伊拉克的战争。
And this year we have this war of with Iraq.
都集中在伯拉大河这里。
It's all centered around this river of Euphrates.
因为这是不是好像说那个历史的那个转动的轮子一直往着启示录的这个角中而去
Can we see the wheel of the history run into the direction of what the revelation says?
这位的羔羊在掌握着整个的历史
This lamb controls all the history.
当弟兄姊妹当你看见这些战事发生的时候
When you see all these wars,
不要以为这只是一个中东的事。
Don't think this is only a matter of Mid East.
这乃是神在行动。
This is God in His action.
不知道我这些的行动，我慢慢往前到启示录第六号、第六晚的时候。
We know God will always move forward to the sixth bowl in the Revelation.
我们能不能精神?
Can we be alert?
是不是借着这些的战胜，一步一步的往前走的时候， 告诉我们主回来的日子近了。
Through all the news of the wars, that we know that the day of the Lord is coming.
圣经告诉我们说，
Bible tells us,
现在是拯救的日子。
Now is the time of salvation.
现在是神悦纳人的日子。
Now is the time God is willing to accept us.
这是个救恩给人类的日子。
This is the day that salvation is for man.
弟兄姊妹， 如果今天有在座没有信的朋友们，
Anyone who are here, you have not believed yet.
请你记得，这是主给我们的机会。
Please remember, this is a chance our Lord gives us.
你可以反对，
You can reject it.
你可以拒绝，
You can against it.
但是有一天，那个羔羊愤怒的日子，
But one day, the wrath of the Lamb will come.
当这位得荣耀的神的儿子发怒的时候，
When this glorified Son of God have his angry,
那个机会就没有了。
There will be no more chance.
你可以有很多的借口。
You can have a lot of excuses.
你说没有神。
You can say there's no God.
你说我不懂。
You can say I can't understand.
你说没有救恩。
You can say there's no salvation.
但是神的话那么肯定地说有。
But the word of God confirms it.
这个被杀的羔羊已经预备好了救恩。
The Lamb's Lamb has prepared the salvation.
他等着你来接受他。
And he's waiting for you to accept it.
你能不能抓住机会？
Can you hold this chance?
以嘴亲子。
To kiss the Son.
来到他的面前。
Come before him.
接受他做我的救主。
Accept him as your Savior.
接受他做我的神。
As your God.
弟兄姊妹， 神来审判我们有两个 重要的因素。
There's two things when our God comes to judge us.
第一， 根据我们所犯的罪。
First, it will be based on the sin that we committed.
不管你承认你有没有罪。
No matter you confess it or not.
整个宇宙的审判官说， 世人都犯了罪。
The judge of the universe said that all have sinned.
他在施行审判。
He will execute his judgment.
如果你说没有罪， 他说你有罪。
If you said, I have not sinned, but the Lord said you have.
你都没有罪， 你有价值。
It is of no value that you say, I have not sinned.
但是这位的羔羊说你有罪。
But this Lamb said, you have sinned.
被定罪。
And then you will be committed.
第二个， 他定罪我们的原因。
The second reason,
就是拒绝耶稣基督做我们的主。
It is based on our rejection of the Savior Jesus Christ.
特别是当你听见了福音， 听到耶稣爱你，
Especially after you heard the gospel,
而你拒绝他，
And you still reject it,
他要用定义为主，
And it will be committed as a crime.
这是一个严肃的事。
This is very serious.
但是感谢神，
But thank the Lord,
他也是恩典的神。
He is the God of grace.
因为他现在还没有发怒。
Because the time of his wrath has not come yet.
他现在给我们机会。
He still gives us chances.
他等待你。
He is waiting for us.
我接受他做你的救主。
To accept him as Savior.
做你的神。
As God.
所以当主耶稣第二次降临的时候，
When our Lord comes for the second time,
是个严肃的日子。
It is a very serious day.
地上有个大的灾难发生。
There will be a great disaster on earth.
他来的时候，
When he comes,
他要把信他的人提及到天上去。
He will receive all who believed him.
这是我们信主人的盼望。
This is our hope who believed him.
这也是我们荣耀的盼望。A
glorious hope.
弟兄姊妹，当他来的时候，
Brothers, sisters, when he comes,
他要把那些得胜者先提到 天上去。
The overcomers will be captured.
那些贪爱世界，那些留恋这个地的。
Those who love the world.
他要经过那个灾难的日子。
Will through all the days of difficulties.
他要熬炼我们。
And through all those difficulties.
他要来炼净我们。
So that we can be purified.
再把我们接到天上去。
Then we come to heaven.
但是神在地上，他要回来的时候。
But when he comes back,
他要得着一批的人。
He will have a group of people.
在今天就爱他。
Who loved him in this very day.
今天就为他受苦。
And suffer for him today.
为着福音，为着他的家，把自己摆上。
And offer themselves for the gospel and for the house of God.
这是圣经上说的，有一批的得胜者。
This is what called in the scripture the overcomers.
要跟他一同坐王在宝座上。
Will rule with him on the throne.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们都有机会可以选择。
Today we all have chances to select.
我们可以选择我信了主耶稣，我就得到上天堂的门。
We can choose just believe and we think we get a ticket to heaven.
那我们就可以在地上还是跟不信的人一样。
And live the same way as the unbelievers.
但是那一天我们要经过灾难的熬炼。
But in that day he comes back, will through the difficult days to purify us.
还有一批的人
，another group of people，
他们今天就爱主
，and they love the Lord today，
他们就为主受苦
，and they suffered for the Lord。
当灾难来的时候，主把他们先提携去
，and they were raptured， they will be raptured，
同样都要受苦。
In either way, you will have the suffering。
但有在前，有在后。
But either it's a suffer before or after.
但愿神给我们有一个智慧。
May the Lord give us wisdom.
能够趁着大灾难还没有来之前，能够为着他，把自己交在他的手里。
Before the great tribulation comes, let us offer ourselves to Him.
就是受苦也值得。
And it will worth it.
不然的话，我们在灾难中还是要受熬炼。
Otherwise, we'll still go through the tribulation.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道当主来的时候，什么东西可以带到天上去。
When our Lord comes back, I really don't know what we can bring to heaven.
有时候我在想说，我们要来聚会了。
Sometimes I think that we have to come here to the meeting.
啊，时间快到了。
And the time is about to come.
我们手中还有许许多多的事情。
We still have a lot of things at our hands.
不知道我们能不能放得下。
I don't know, can we put it down?
是不是说我手中的工作重要，还是说我聚会迟到一点点没关系？
Is it more important of the things in my hand, or it is more important of the to be on time on the worship?
因为我讲这一个很平凡的一个例子。
This is a very small example.
原来是说你的心在哪里。
But it reveals where your heart is.
我有一天出来了。
If one day the Lord comes back,
你还跟着说，主耶稣啊，我的那个还没有收拾好，我的花园还没有种好。
Can you have a lot of excuses that you have a lot of things?
哎呀，我还没有告诉我的孩子说要做些什么事情。
I haven't told my child what to do.
当我的心还在这个地上。
When my heart is still on this earth.
你就没办法被提上去。
It is not possible for it to be raptured.
而我们是否我们的心常常警醒
？So our hearts needs to be alerted.
当他来的时候。
When the king comes back,
你说主我在这里。
We can see that Lord, I am.
我预备好。
I have prepared.
我的心在你那里。
My heart is in your place.
你把我接去。
And please receive me.
弟兄姊妹，当这一段美国打伊拉克的时候
，When this war of Iraq happened,
我在看那个电视上。
I watched the TV.
当美国都那个炸弹炸下去。
When the bombs.Were dropped down.
一个很雄伟的一个建筑物
This very great building
就被炸坏了
was totally destroyed.
弟兄姊妹，今天 在地上我们看为很雄伟很宝贵的。
We have a lot of great things in this earth.
那天都不能够带到天上。
It cannot be brought to heaven in that day.
我们的心如果在主嘛。
If our hearts are with the Lord,
他就把我们接去。
And he will receive us.
如果我的心还在这个地上。
If our hearts are still on the earth,
我们要经历灾难的熬炼。
We'll be left and through the tribulation.
所以当趁着子还没有发怒的时候。
So in these days, the wrath of the Lamb has not come yet.
当羔羊还没有发怒的时候。
Before the wrath.
给一个还没有接受救恩的一个机会。
There are still opportunities for those who have not believed yet.
接受他。
To receive him.
也给我们信主的一个机会。
And to us who have believed,
当我们知道什么是可以存到永远的。
Let us know what is eternal.
什么是暂时。
What is temporal.
但愿我们能够拣选可以存到永远的。
May we choose the things that is eternal.
那我们盼望我们能够预备我们的心来迎接主。
And may we prepare our hearts for the Lord.
当我要交通这样的题目。
When I prepare the sharing,
我实在在主面前说主、啊、
And I said to the Lord, Lord,
我的心没有预备好。
My heart has not prepared yet.
我的心不是那样的期望你都回来。
I'm not so anxious to have you back.
你知道美国因为他们的很多的家庭有时候孩子们到伊拉克去打仗。
You know that these days a lot of families, their sonsGoes to Iraq for the war.
你们有看有些的家庭里面用黄颜色的彩带有没有绑在那边
？A lot of families have the yellow ribbon.
有人告诉我说，那个就是说，期待他们盼望他们的孩子从前方回来。
It is a sign of their hope that their son will come back from the far places.
我们没有孩子在伊拉克。
We don't have.Children that is in Iraq.
我们不能体会他们的心。
And we can't feel how they feel.
但是这一位的羔羊。
But this lamb.
他在战场上已经得胜了。
He has triumphed.
而且他说他还要回来。
And he will come back.
我们这些蒙恩的人。
And we who receive the grace.
我们的心期望他回来。
Does our heart longing for his coming?
但愿主把这一个他回来的心。那渴望他回来的那个心放在我们的里面。
May the Lord give us a longing heart.
那在这里迎接主的回来，我想提两个点。
So there are two points I want to mention here.
有一个点，我们还是要继续的传福音。
We need to share the gospel.
你知道圣经里面告诉我们说，他主耶稣要回来的时候，有个外邦人得救的数目满足。
And Bible tells us that the number of the Gentiles will be fulfilled.
当五旬节的时候，彼得一传福音，三千五千一大批的人涌进神的国。
In Pentecost, and when Peter preached the gospel, there are 3,000 to 5,000 people come into the kingdom of God.
经过将近两千年。
After about 2,000 years.
多少人进到神的国里面，得着救恩呢？
How many people entered the kingdom of God?
然后人数一直不断的增加。
And the numbers.We're growing and growing.
到了今天我们这个时代。
And to this generation.
那一个数目就得救的数目就越来越少。
And the numbers is getting smaller and smaller.
我们传福音也觉得越显得艰难。
And it seems it becomes harder and harder to preach the gospel.
但是我们还是要传。
But it's still our duty.
我们要来祷告。
To pray.
说主啊，求你在这个时代仍然显明那个福音的大能。
May the Lord still show the power of salvation.
我说求你用个圣灵的大力，把人心的刚硬的心把它摧毁。
May the dynamite of the Holy Spirit destroy all the hardness of our hearts.
借着圣灵的能力，把人心坚固的营垒怎么样，把它怎么样夺回来。
To overcome all the hardness in our hearts.
我们需要祷告。
We need to pray.
盼望让更多的人能够进来。
So that more people can enter.
让这一个外邦人得救的数目早日的满足。
So that the number of Gentiles will be fulfilled.
当在福音在那边广传的时候。
When the gospel is preached.
也有人为着主殉道。
There will be martyrs.
所以在第五印里面，在饥寒底下的灵夫喊说：“神啊，为我们伸冤。”
So that in the fifth seal, we can see that.Those people who martyred, they are crying for the judgment.
天上说你们还要等候片刻。
And there's voices from heaven saying,
为什么？因为
wait a little while.
要等到殉道者的数目满足。
So that the number of the martyrs will be fulfilled.
有人为着主的见证。
For those who are for the testimony of God.
成为活的见证。
And some become the living testimony.
有些人也成为为主殉道的见证。
And someone testimony with their lives.
但愿主能够保守我们的心。
May the Lord keep our hearts.
能够传福音。
So that we can preach His gospel.
第二，要预备我们的心迎接主回来。
And prepare our hearts for His coming.
求主圣灵把主耶稣的美丽那么常常的启示在我们的里面。
May the Holy Spirit reveal the beauty of Christ to us.
当我们能够借着读圣经
，through reading the scripture，
借着我们个人来亲近神
，through our quiet time with the Lord，
借着我们来聚会
，through our gatherings，
叫我们里面的眼睛被打开
，so that our internal eyes will be opened，
能够看见羔羊的美丽
，to see the beauty of the Lamb，
能够看见羔羊的荣耀
，to see the glory of the Lamb，
看见我们的主那么美。
To see this beauty,
叫我的心被他吸引
so that our hearts will be attracted.
所以当约翰来写启示录的时候
so when John wrote this book of Revelation,
他来写到这位的羔羊
he wrote about this lamb.
他说羔羊是配得我们敬拜的
he said the lamb is worthy of the worship.
那个羔羊特别有一件很特别的宝座中的羔羊
There's a very special thing. It talks about the lamb in the center of the throne.
要来牧养他们
Will shepherd them.
这里说这个羔羊原来是个牧者
So this lamb is really a shepherd.
他要来牧养那些他依靠他的人
He will shepherd those who are following him.
他也知道看见有个羔羊有个婚宴
And we see a wedding feast there for the lamb.
我们能够羡慕当羔羊婚宴的日子，我们被。
Maybe admire the day of that wedding.
我们被请去。
We will all be invited.
来赴他的宴席。
To this wedding feast.
最后我们看见羔羊有个婚娶。
At last, we'll see this wedding.
羔羊要得着一个妻子。
And this lamb will have a bride.
就是圣城新耶路撒。
The holy city, New Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，羔羊有太多的荣耀。
There are so many glories of the Lamb.
在约翰的心目中，羔羊不仅仅是被杀了。
In John's heart, the Lamb is not just the Lamb's Lamb.
而且他是个得胜的羔羊。
But the Lamb who triumphed.
他是一个坐在宝座上的羔羊。
The Lamb on the throne.
他也是个牧养我们的羔羊。
The Lamb who is a shepherd.
而且羔羊有个生命册。
And the Lamb who holds.The book of life.
羔羊有一个婚娶。
And the lamb who will have the wedding.
所有有份于羔羊的人。
All those partake with lambs.
但是呢，他们的心都向着羔羊而去。
And their hearts will be toward this lamb.
但愿圣灵能够帮助我们。
May the Holy Spirit help us.
把我们所信的这位的耶稣。
So that this Jesus that we believe.
不仅仅是憔悴的。不仅仅是被人家羞辱的羔羊
，not just like a weak lamb，
而是荣耀，而是坐在宝座上，还能够把神的计划揭开的一个羔羊。
But also a glorious lamb on the throne who will open the plan of God to us，
让我们让他来牧养我们
，so that he will shepherd us。
请我们低头一点祷告。
We will bow our heads and pray。
主我们感谢你
Lord, we thank you.
为了我成为被杀的羔羊。
Become a lamb slain for us.
叫我可以有份于你的救恩。
So that I can partake your salvation.
也感谢你借着被杀成为一个得胜的羔羊。
And we thank you that when you get slain, you triumph also.
你也告诉我们你快要回来。
And we thank you that you will come back soon.
你回来的时候是你发怒的日子。
The day you come back is the day of your wrath.
主啊，趁着那一天还没有来吧。
Lord, before that day comes,
吸引我的心来爱你。
Let our hearts be attracted to you.
主耶稣也求你把那样一个心愿创造在我的里面。
Lord, we pray that you give us this heart.
就是愿你快回来。
To be longing for your coming.
求你听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 当启示录尾声的时候。
At the end of the book of Revelation,
圣经上这样说，证明这事说我必快来。
And it says that I will come back soon.
主耶稣他很愿意快快回来。
Our Lord are really willing to come back soon.
但是地上盼望有人向约翰说阿们。
But may there's a lot of amens on this earth.
主耶稣啊。
Just like John says,
主耶稣啊。
Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus.
我愿意回来。
I'm willing you come back.
愿他快回来。
我们请大家一起起立哈，我们唱123首呀，大家一起起立，唱123首。
We'll stand and sing hymn 123.